Welcome to the Book Publishing Academy podcast, where it's all about books, authors, and business. And now your host, book publishing expert, Janine Hernandez.
Janine here from the Book Publishing Academy. Welcome to our Book Publishing Academy podcast. I am super excited because today we have a special guest. We have Mr. Johnny Squires. Did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. So we have Mr. Johnny on with us today. He is going to share with us a little more about his author journey, his entrepreneurial journey, and how he got to where he's at right now. So he is the author of Still Searching and The War Within. So I'm super excited to dive in a little bit deeper with him. Johnny, welcome. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you for the warm welcome. I'm doing good today. Just getting over a cold.
Viewers and listeners, a little more about yourself. What do you do and how did you get started on this journey of becoming an author?
Okay, so I'm an entrepreneur slash business owner. How I got started on this journey was back in church. I was always, my mind was always just running basically with thoughts. And I just started writing, and I actually first used to do music before I started going to church. I was doing music, so I had writing in me to make music, and then I wanted to switch it over to something positive when I got more mature and I grew up to basically be an adult.
I love it. And so you got started with entrepreneurship, and then you wanted to write your book. Where was that moment that you said, you know, I think I'm going to write this book, or something started stirring up in your soul to get this book out?
So I had a situation that was going on in my life, and a lot of people was asking me questions. You know, they was in the business. They wanted to know, hey, what's going on? What's going on with you? We haven't seen you on social media. What's going on with you? We haven't saw you. And I took this time to stay to myself, and I wrote, and I was like, you know what? Not only can I monetize this situation, but I also could share my story, you know, that my kids, because I have three kids, my kids can hear my story, their kids and my family can hear my story, and it could possibly touch someone.
Perfect. And so tell us a little more. The first book, was it the War Within?
So the first book was Still Searching.
Still Searching. Okay. And what is that book particularly about?
So basically that book is, I would say, it's like a slash autobiography about my life. And it's also like a message to the youth. And when I say the youth, is basically to everyone, but in your youthful years, as you're growing, right? As we're still trying to figure it out. Some people in college, they, you know, they go and take liberal arts because they don't have it all figured out. So the whole Still Searching concept was like, it's okay to still be in a search for yourself. And at that moment in my life, I was finding myself. I'm trying to do different things to please people, to please the religion. And I had a talk with myself and God. And I said, you know, Johnny, one, you're still searching. You're trying to find yourself. And I said, be patient with yourself. And I also told myself, you know, to not worry about others. And that's when the thought came to me. How many other people are struggling, not knowing who they are and wanting to just have everything all together in a blink of an eye? So that was kind of where that first message came from.
Ooh, I can resonate with that because, well, I think that even as you get older, you're still always searching. Like you never get to a point where you're like, okay, that's it. I am who I am and that's it. And it's like, no, like as we go 30, 35, 40, I think you just continue to grow and you're always searching for parts of you that you may be lost or you're still trying to figure yourself out.
Dad, you got the message. You got the message. You pinned the tail on the donkey with that. That's correct.
It's true. And it's like one thing that I also resonate with is the people pleasing part, especially in this season in my life right now. I have learned not to people please. And so I may come off to people. I may come off rude when I say no, or when I have strict boundaries, or, you know what, I just don't feel like doing that. Whereas in the past, I might have just done it because I want to make people feel good. But it's at some point you have to get to a point where you're like, well, what makes you feel good? Why are you constantly like giving yourself the short end of the stick? And so this is very interesting. I cannot wait to get my hands on the book, because it is definitely something that I'm going through right now in my life.
And just to add to what you're saying, is like new levels is going to bring new devils. So the new levels that you take in life as you searching and finding yourself is like, you know, a lot of things you say yes to in the past is because maybe because you had time and one, you wanted to be nice and help. But the new level that you go on is requiring a different you. And if you're always going to be available to say yes, you know, that may potentially stop your growth.
It's true. I always say that too, that there's a new devil for every new level. And you might coast and you might be fine for a while, but then once God is preparing you for a new season of growth, you're gonna come through all of these obstacles, like back to back to back to back, to test you and to see if you really want it, or, you know, just to shape you. And it's a lot. It can be a lot sometimes. So, okay, so still searching. And then you also wrote The War Within. Tell us about that book.
So when I finished Still Searching, something told me, you know, the thought came to me. It was actually the title of the book was We at War with Ourselves. And that's the title that came to me. I can't say if God gave it to me. I can't say if a ghost gave it to me, if an angel gave it to me. But so far it was my thoughts, right? And that was the first title, We at War with Ourselves. And it's something that sit right with it to me. And I said, you know, I like to let stuff sit and marinate, because I said, you know what? When I know, and I know for sure. And the whole concept of we at war with ourselves was from the concept of that I feel there's two individuals in one body. And what I mean by that is like, you know, in a sense of you are what you choose. And every day we have to wake up daily and choose whether it's to be positive and choose to be negative. So it's like two wolves fighting inside you. I don't know if you ever heard the Cherokee Indian poem of the two wolves. So after I was pondering that thought, about a month later, I said, how does the war within sound? And I'm like, yo, that's deep, the war within, because the war within could be so deep, you know, just to you personally, and then also, you know, to other people that might be fighting different wars, right? It may be a war with family, but the war within could be mean so many different things. And I'm like, that's the title. And I just stuck with it from there. And, you know, the thoughts was exploding from there.
Yeah. And so expand a little more, like what are the types of battles that people go through with themselves?
So, you know, for an example, right? And this is one of the battles I mentioned, right? So in religion, we, you know, for an example, let's say, for example, the Christian religion, right? A lot of times we are hearing, oh, the devil did it. You know, it was the devil's reason why, you know, you didn't go to college. It was the devil's reason why you broke. You know, it's the devil, the devil, the devil. And when I had to sit back and think and pray, I'm like, you know, that's, for somebody saying that, that's somebody that's not taking ownership of their own life. And I said, and I had to start thinking, I'm like, that the problem is we making everything spiritual. And I said, you know what, if you start teaming up with your inner self, you know what I'm saying, motivating your inner self, whether it's to go to the gym, to go back to school, and you start fighting that war, you know, telling the negative thoughts or telling yourself, you know, this is what you want to do, you eventually going to become that person you feed. Mm-hmm. So that's one that I will highlight on. And another one I will highlight on is, you know, also it could be with family. You know what I mean? Fighting to please family, you know, the war within your household. So, and the war within, and I put it together. That's why you're going to see in the front cover of the book, you'll see like a wolf in the mirror, you know, and a lot of people look at wolves as a bad animal, but it's all on how you perceive it, right? Because I feel as humans, we can operate like wolves. So that's a little bit of how it came together.
Mm-hmm. And it's so true that we tend to say, it's so much easier, it's the easier way out to just say the devil did it, or the devil, enticed you to do it, or you know, guard yourself against the devil. And although those things are all true, but it's very true also what you say, that we have to take responsibility of our own actions. Like, if I chose, and I'll be 100% transparent, I haven't gone to the gym. Well, no, I went to the gym last week, but consistently, I haven't gone to the gym in like 2 months. That has nothing to do with the devil. It has to do 100% with me and my lazy ass not wanting to get up and go to the gym, right? But it's so much easier for me or for someone else to say, well, oh, the devil had a lot to do with that. But then that doesn't hold you accountable as a person, and it doesn't help you grow. And so I think we do have to like pick and choose, not pick and choose, but yeah, I guess have discernment of like what situations really are the devil and which ones are really us, and we are our own biggest like enemy.
I didn't realize my calling. My family helped me realize my calling. My sisters was calling me sometimes about their problems instead of calling her, you know, her sister, you know what I'm saying, or calling her friend, you know, basically want to hear what I would think, you know. So that kind of helped me lead to my calling, and that's why you know, I shared in my book a few stories, you know, a bit. I switched a few of the names up, but a few stories of, you know, things that, you know, certain people may ask, and I was kind of say like, not think about it. Basically, like, can I, like I say, like, for an example, you know, my sister asked me a question, and, you know, the advice I would give her, you know, I wouldn't be able to tell her whole story, but I could put that inside the book in a different way to basically help impact somebody.
Mm-hmm. I totally get it. And so you feel that your family inspired you. And when you went through this process, is that when you decided like, okay, I need to start writing these books, I need to start getting it out there?
So my ultimate goal became to be, I said, you know what, I want to get in schools. I want to speak in schools, you know, for my purpose in life. And I said, you know, I want to help the youth. I know, you know, as I was growing up, I had a lot of questions. My father wasn't around. I had to figure things out on my own. And I'm still figuring things out. That's why the name still continuously, right? And, you know, in that process, I said, you know what? If I'm going to go to the schools, I got to have something. I got to have the clothes. I got to have the books. And if, you know, and if God blesses me to do this full time, then, you know, I need to have the resources. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, to have a book, because you receive so many testimonials of people coming to you 5 years, 6 years later. Hey, man, I read your book, man. It really touched me. I got one guy that was locked up in prison. He came home about a month ago. And the first thing he did when he saw me is like, yo, man, I read your book from front. For somebody that's, you know, locked in that situation, for him to really read the book, really take notes, and really told me that, you know, that book touched him. You know, that's kind of like what I do it for.
To inspire people and to help other people that are going through the same journey as you. And correct. Ultimately, a lot of us are going through the same thing. We just go through it a little bit differently, but a lot of people go through this where they're searching, they're trying to figure themselves out. They're, you know, we hope that people are trying to become better people and all of that. So I definitely see how that can inspire someone if they were to read your books. Now, you also, like you mentioned that you're a business owner, entrepreneur. What all else do you do? I know you mentioned maybe even a clothing brand. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so the clothing brand, that's supposed to go hand in hand with the motivational speaking. So that's the name of the clothing brand is Still Searching, because everything that we do, we want it to have meaning, you know. Even though the clothes look, you know, fly and nice, we want it to have meaning. While I was in Florida, as for the business, I partnered up his vision.
So it's a restaurant that plays jazz music?
Correct. It'll be, yes.
What kind of food?
It's supposed to be American cuisine mixed with a twist of with everything. Cause my wife, she's also a chef. So she's also partnered up with him. So, she's Dominican. So she's going to put a little bit of a Dominican twist in it. And, they wanted to be American cuisine, but mixed, you know, it's going to be certain nights would be like, you know, different kind of foods, but mainly American, healthy American cuisine.
I love that. And jazz music is so beautiful. And I think that it's going to, if you add a little bit of spice to it, like the Hispanic Dominican culture into it, and certain nights, it's going to be like amazing. Doesn't be in Florida, you said?
Yes, and I actually went to one out here, and I actually had a very good time. It's something different to do.
Yeah, than what we're normally used to, or, you know, just the norm. Perfect. So what would you say is one of the hardest things about being an entrepreneur, and how do you overcome that?
The hardest thing about being an entrepreneur, I would say it has to be the patience, right? Because, you know, your check this week may not be your same check that you're going to get next month, right? And the thing is that, you know, you're living off hustle. And even though sometimes you may hustle the best, but, you know, you may not always see the results. So, you know, you have to have patience and, you know, believe in, you know, whatever you're doing, that, you know, eventually is going to come. But, you know, that doesn't stop the bills, right? That's the hard truth. That doesn't stop the bills. So, you know, you need to look to have a plan B, you know, feed the dream, you know what I'm saying? But you also need to feed your pockets, right? You know, you got to learn how to multitask. So, you know, I would say, you know, patience is the most important. And I would say, you know, how you overcome that is, you know, like, you know, having that plan B, you know, if you have to get a night job and, you know, feed your dream in the morning, you know, you have to look to do what's best for you, right? You know, you don't want to put your eggs in all in one basket, but then you want to keep pursuing your dream. Right. And never give up on yourself. You know, don't despise small beginnings.
It's so true. And a lot of people lack patience and will give up so quickly. But if you just hustle those first few years, or like for me, it's taken me 7 years and I'm still not there. There are still days where I have to go drive Uber because I need to make, you know, I got to make shit happen. But if you're willing to do that, to do whatever it takes to make it happen, you're going to start to see results over time.
Correct. It's funny that you mentioned that about 5 years ago, when I was working, it was just back in New York, right? And I was working and, you know, somebody asked me, like, hey, man, how you working? And you came out with a book. And, you know, people don't understand this, you know, no matter what, you know, even when you make it to $1 million, $2 million, I mean, that's not even rich, but the work doesn't stop. You know, the grind doesn't stop. And if you're trying to be a CEO, when we get this restaurant off the ground, you know, best believe I'm going to be working. You know what I mean? Whatever's needed, whether it's, you know, doing the dishes. I mean, I'm not a good cook, but, you know, whatever's needed, because, you know, that's your business, and you need to know from the ground up, you know, you need to know how your business runs, because how are you going to manage that operation?
So true. I don't like when people make comments like that. I'm a slick mouth, so I'll be like, and how are you still working and you don't have a book? But it's true. Like, you just have to, you have to work hard. Like, accountant, dishwasher, Uber, like, you just got to do it all aspects of your job until, you know, like you said, I love how you said, even a millionaire, that's still not rich. Like, you can make $1 million and still got to pay employees. You got to pay the bills. You got to do all these things. So it's a hustle. You just got to be motivated and grind.
I mean, look, it
never takes.
Correct. Look at the actors. The actors was protesting, right? Now we getting a chance to see that, you know, they not getting, you know, their fair share. Is like everything is a business, you know? And the thing is that even in this book, I speak about it. It's like, I give, in this book, I mentioned something called, it's a code for it, but it's called, it's basically called, cracking the code, right? Of life, you know? Cause everything you do is like, it's almost like a game, you know? Money's like a game. You know, how you operate it. And, you know, I speak about in The War Within, the second book, I speak about cracking the code of life. So I try to give life values. And even though I'm not perfect myself, but I try to give life values, because when, no matter what you do, once you operate on a system, you know, your life changes. You know, whether it's, you know, creating a system, a schedule for you to go to the gym, and you run your life like a business, and you create a system, you know, a lot of things is going to change for you.
It's true. And I want to touch on what you said about the actors, because right now they are on strike. I had seen a podcast. I don't remember which actor it was. I think it was Raven Simone. And she was talking about how someone made a comment to her about, like, how dare you work in the food industry. Like, I think she was waiting tables or doing something just regular. And they're like, you're a superstar. You're an actor. You have all this money. And she's like, you have to be willing to get in the trenches and do whatever it takes to pay the bills. And sometimes when we're on strike or when we don't have any jobs, guess what we have to do? We have to go back to, you know, waiting tables or, like you said, washing the dishes. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes. And it's so true. I think ultimately it's all about perspective too. So, Johnny, I want to know if someone is interested in getting to know more about you and grabbing your books, where can they reach you?
Okay, so my Instagram is still searching 30. That's STILL searching 30. They can reach me on Instagram. Also, the books are both books are available on Amazon. And I also can sign you ship you a signed copy. I said sign you, ship you a signed copy. The clothing brand, it's also on Instagram. It's SSS Apparel. We just had to put an extra S there for the name. We just wanted to make it still searching. So I'm on Amazon. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. So those are the sites at the moment that you can find me on. And I'm also on, and if you're looking for like the podcast I've done, I'm also on YouTube and Spotify.
I'll make sure to grab all of your links so that we can put them on the podcast and the Instagram post. But Johnny, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Any last minute words you want to leave our viewers and our listeners with?
So, thank you. And I would also like to, I would like to hear the viewers' feedback and of the book, of the podcast. I speak a lot on relationships. I speak a lot on personal growth. I speak a lot on childhood. If I came from the hood and still growing and still learning. And I just want to let you guys know, life is a journey, you know. So the journey doesn't stop. You know, I'm still learning myself. I'm still growing. Like she said, even when you get to 80 and 90, you know, you still searching, you still learning about yourself. So never stop growing. God bless.
So true. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom. And we definitely will share that feedback with you. We truly, truly appreciate you guys. Make sure to grab a copy of his books on Amazon. Follow him on social media. I'll make sure to tag it below. And as with anything, make sure that you guys follow, subscribe, comment, share with your friends, do all of those great things. And we will see you on the next episode. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to our channel, Instagram, and all things social media. We'll see you soon on the next episode.